And this look at news made possible by the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company and Colton Downey Insurance. Construction at Lincoln Elementary is ahead of schedule. WLDSWEAI toured the building on Tuesday with Superintendent Steve Potosik, Secretary Debbie McKean, and board members Cheryl Ballard and Corey Wagner. The $6.4 million project, which stayed on budget, has been ongoing since classes concluded at the end of May. Potosik says CTS construction has gone above and beyond to make sure the building is operational before the 2016-2017 school year begins. Ballard, who attended Lincoln Elementary as a student, says the improvements are unbelievable.
Wow, it is so impressive. I see a little bit of like it was when I was here, but a whole lot of improvement. It's just going to be a really cool and effective place to go to school for the kids in Jacksonville. It's going to be a really cool learning environment.
Ballard was disappointed to see the auditorium taken out, but was thrilled with the new media center, which features the original exterior blocks. Wagner feels keeping the Lincoln blocks preserves the history of the school.
I think it looks fantastic. I don't think any of us expected it to be as big of a change as it's actually going to be. I know the teachers are already excited about it, and the new principal is really looking forward to being here. I think the kids are going to come in and be ready to learn. They're going to appreciate the fact that it looks like people care about their success.
Among the updated features in the building are a new HVAC system, plumbing, lockers, bleachers, doors, and ceiling tiles. For pictures of the construction inside Lincoln Elementary, you can go to our Facebook page.
Are you well connected? If you're a customer of the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, then you are. You're connected to financial professionals who are dedicated to helping you every step of the way in life. From buying that first house to sound retirement planning, we offer a full range of innovative financial products and services, convenient locations, and caring personal service. So you see, you are well connected when you bank with the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sentencing for a Springfield woman who pleaded guilty in May to driving under the influence in a 2014 car crash that killed a Jacksonville man and a Pleasant Plains woman has been delayed. 29-year-old Andrea Little pleaded guilty to aggravated DUI, possession of marijuana, and several other traffic violations. The crash, which took the lives of Stephen Moore and Danielle Allen, took place on Route 125. Sangamon County State Attorney John Millhiser says Little's blood alcohol level was more than double the legal limit. According to the State Journal Register, Millhiser plans to recommend a 20-year sentence for Little, who will have to serve 85% of that sentence that she receives from the Circuit Judge Pete Kavanaugh. The scheduled sentencing, which was set for Tuesday, has been moved to August 25th to ensure availability of witnesses for the hearing. State government insiders are still talking about the abrupt resignation of Representative Ron Sandak, a Republican from Downers Grove. Sandak tells the Chicago Tribune that he's stepping down because of spoofed social media accounts about him and a desire to spend more time with his family. Sandak was a close ally of Governor Bruce Rauner and one of the go-to people for the administration and party when debates were happening on the floor of the House. Governor Bruce Rauner says he doesn't know more than anyone else at this point.
I really can't comment much on Mr. Sandak's situation. I heard about it yesterday morning, the same time I think most of you did. I'm not sure what all's going on there, so I can't comment very much.
Sandak says that no compromising information about him has been dug up on social media. And Hillary Clinton is officially the first woman in U.S. history to win a major political party's presidential nomination. The Illinois native surpassed the amount of votes needed to secure the nomination at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Democrats from Illinois cast 98 votes for Clinton, 74 votes for Bernie Sanders. Coming up after the break, we take a look at national headlines.
Call Colton Downey and Associates. your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
Stop dreading your business insurance bill. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company offers quality coverage at competitive prices. They can tailor a policy to meet all your business needs. Stop by the Root House office at 109 Morris Street or 1122 Veterans Drive in Jacksonville. That's Colton Downey Insurance. Call them today at 243-8000.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. Former President Bill Clinton is showing a more human side of his wife, Hillary Clinton.
It was a story about the personal side, intertwined with the political side of Hillary Clinton. And it was an important speech because so many people, as he pointed out, in his view, characterize her as a cartoon.
Professor Alan Sanders of St. Peter's University explained that Bill Clinton's speech at the Democratic National Convention was a pushback against the way Hillary is portrayed by her opponents and in the media. Pre-trial proceedings begin today for another Baltimore police officer in the Freddie Gray case. Garrett Miller is the fifth officer to stand trial for the death of Freddie Gray while he was in police custody last year. Attorney Warren Alberstein predicts Miller will walk away a free man. The state has yet to win a conviction in any of the Freddie Gray police trials so far. Apple is selling more iPhones than expected and predicts its third quarter earnings will be higher. The tech giant sold more than 40 million iPhones in the quarter, down 15% from last year, but still ahead of analyst expectations. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
And this look at news once again made possible by the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company and Colton Downey Insurance. A full look at the forecast is coming up next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at weai.com.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.